It's music's greatest decade, beginning with Billboard's number one hit on January 7th, 1950, Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and ending with Frankie Avalon's Why on December 28th, 1959. The 1950s was truly music's greatest decade. Tom Tirando is your host for this survey of Billboard's number one hit singles from 1950 through 1959, uncut, along with notes and background information on the songs, the artists, and much, much more. Sit back and relive the unique sounds of the 50s, or experience for the first time the most dynamic artists of that era. Here's Tom Tirando with the songs from another year of the 1950s, music's greatest decade.
Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando, and this is Music's Greatest Decade. Each week, we play the number one songs of the 1950s year by year. Tonight, you'll hear the top songs from 1955, and for those of you keeping score at home, this was the year I was born, so I'm even more pumped to play these hits for you. So, what was happening in 1955? Consumerism takes off in a big way with the sale of some 7.9 million cars in the U.S., with 7 out of 10 families now owning a motor vehicle. And new laws were put in place requiring seat belts to be installed on all of those new cars. The average wages were now $3,800 a year, and the minimum wage was raised to $1 per hour. The first McDonald's was erected in 1955, and more fast foods and TV dinners are appearing on the nation's tables, including fish fingers. The first cans of Coca-Cola are sold. Up till then, it had only been sold in bottles. Rock and roll music continues to grow in popularity with more idols including Elvis Presley, Bill Haley and the Comets, Chuck Berry and the Platters, and young men's fashion matches the times with pink shirts and charcoal gray pants and suits. A gallon of gas is 23 cents and a new black and white TV set costs about $100. In October 1955, the original Mickey Mouse Club television program made its debut on ABC. The show was billed as a variety show for children and would feature cartoons, educational segments, and serials like The Hardy Boys and Spin and Marty. Other TV shows making their debut in 1955 include Gunsmoke, The $64,000 Question, and Peter Pan. The first edition of the Guinness Book of World Records is published in 1955 on August 27th in the UK. And finally, the last notable event in 1955 in Illinois. Florence and Joe Tirando welcomed their fourth child to the world on Wednesday, November 23rd at 6:20 a.m. Probably explains why I've always been a morning person, and no matter where I was, I was the first one up in the house.
Go, go, go.
Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go, lover. Let me be, set me free from your spell. Deep, I can't sleep, lover. I was cursed from the first day I fell. You don't want me, but you want me to go on wanting you. How I pray that you will say that. I can't sleep. but you want me to go on wanting you. How I pray that you will say that we're through. Please turn me loose. What's the use? Let me go.
That's Joan Weber and her popular hit, Let Me Go, Lover, starting us off tonight on Music's Greatest Decade. It was written by Jenny Lou Carson and Al Hill, a pseudonym used by Fred Wise, Kathleen Twomey, and Ben Wiseman. It's based on an earlier song called Let Me Go, Devil, about alcoholism. Let Me Go, Lover was featured on the television program Studio One on November 15, 1954, and caught the fancy of the public. The episode was a murder mystery that revolved around a hit record and a DJ. Mitch Miller took advantage of the recording's exposure on national TV and sent copies of the record to 2,000 disc jockeys who began to play it on their radio station programs. Let Me Go, Lover first reached the Billboard magazine charts on December 4, 1954, and by January 1955, Weber's record had hit number one on all of the Billboard charts and was awarded a gold record. It remained number one for 2 weeks. Up next, Hearts of Stone, an R&B song that snagged the number one moniker on February 5th and stayed for just 1 week. It was written by Eddie Ray and Rudy Jackson, a member of the San Bernardino, California-based rhythm and blues vocal group, The Jewels. The Jewels first recorded it for the R&B label, rather, in 1954. The Jewels began as a gospel group, then became The Marbles, recording for the Lucky label out of L.A. Here now, Hearts of Stone by The Jewels.
Hearts made of stone.
No, everybody knows. I thought so dearly. Please say you'll be mine. Sincerely, oh, you know how I love you. I'll do anything for you. But I'll never, 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 never let him go sincerely. Oh, you know how I love you. I'll do anything for you.
Harvey Fuqua and Alan Freed, and published in 1954, that song, Sincerely, was originally recorded by the Moonglows, the group of which Fuqua was a member and Alan Freed was the manager. The Moonglows version reached number one on the Billboard R&B chart and number 20 on Billboard's jukebox chart. After it became known that Freed often insisted on songwriter credits for songs by bands he promoted, which partially led to his downfall in a payola investigation years later, Fuqua noted that Freed had in fact contributed to the songwriting for Sincerely, and thus his claim to a songwriting credit was legit. The best-selling version was that one, recorded by the McGuire Sisters, which entered the charts in 1954 and reached number one on February 12, 1955, and stayed right there on top for six consecutive weeks.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, a green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, and kilt him a bar when he was only three.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
He fought single-handed through the Injun War, till the Creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, he made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Oh, when he lost his love, his grief was gall. In his heart he wanted to leave it all and lose himself in the forests tall. But he answered instead his country's call.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
the choice of the whole frontier.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so we hear tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, serving his country well.
When he come home, his politicking done, why the big Western march had just begun. He packed up his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out the grinning to follow the sun.
Davy, Davy Crockett, leading a pioneer.
His land is biggest, and his land is best, from grassy plains to the mountain crest. He's ahead of us all, a meeting a test, and following his legend right into the West.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
The Ballad of Davy Crockett by Bill Hayes, introduced on ABC's television series Disneyland in the premiere episode on October 27, 1954. Fess Parker is shown performing the song on a log cabin set in frontiersman clothes. The song would be later heard throughout the Disneyland television miniseries. Davy Crockett was first telecast on December 15, 1954. On the television program, the version was sung by the Wellingtons. Parker played the role of Davy Crockett in the miniseries and continued in four other episodes made by Walt Disney Studios. Buddy Ebsen co-starred as Georgie Russell, and Jeff York played legendary boatman Mike Fink. Bill Hayes' version of The Ballad of Davy Crockett snagged the number one spot on Billboard's chart in March of 1955 and remained there for five consecutive weeks before being replaced by our next song, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White by Perez Prado. Perez Prado's recording of the song as an instrumental with his orchestra featuring trumpeter Billy Regis, whose trumpet sound would slide down and up before the melody would resume, was the most popular version in 1955, reaching number one for 10 weeks on the Billboard chart. It became a gold record for Perez Prado and was the title song for the movie Underwater with Jane Russell. She can be seen dancing to the song. Its Billboard ranked this version as the number one song of all of 1955. The most popular vocal version in the United States was by Alan Dale, reaching number 14 on the chart in 1955. Al Hurt released a version on his 1965 album entitled They're Playing Our Song. Here now, trumpeter Billy Regis and the Perez Prado Orchestra with Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White.
Thank you. and his comets.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4. Times ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Song is the best known and most successful recording for Bill Haley and the Comets in 1954 for American Decca. It was a number one single on both the US and UK charts, and also re-entered the UK singles chart in the 1960s and then again in the 70s. It was not the first rock and roll record, nor was it the first successful record of the genre. Bill Haley had American chart success with Crazy Man Crazy in 1953, and Shake, Rattle, and Roll, sung by Big Joe Turner, reached number one on the Billboard R&B chart. Haley's recording, nevertheless, became an anthem for rebellious 1950s youth and is widely considered to be the song that, more than any other, brought rock and roll into the mainstream culture. The song is ranked number 158 on the Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. In 2018, it was selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, and artistically significant.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The Yellow Rose of Texas is another song that spent non-consecutive weeks on Billboard's chart in 1955. It arrived in the top spot on September 3rd, stayed there for 5 weeks until it was supplanted by Love is a Many Splendored Thing. On October 15th, The Yellow Rose of Texas was back at number one for a week. Several versions of the song have been recorded, including Elvis Presley, Willie Nelson, and this one by the Mitch Miller Orchestra. The earliest known version is found in Christie's Plantation Melodies, number 2, a songbook published under the authority of Edwin Pierce Christie in Philadelphia in 1853. Christie was the founder of the Blackface Minstrel Show, known as the Christie's Minstrels. The soundtrack to the TV miniseries James A. Minchner's Texas dates a version of the song to June 2, 1933, and co-credits both the authorship and performance to Gene Autry and Jimmy Long. Don George reworked the original version of the song, which Mitch Miller made into a popular recording in 1955 that knocked Bill Haley and the Comets' Rock Around the Clock from the top spot. We just heard that one. Miller's version was featured in the 1956 motion picture Giant and reached number one on the U.S. pop charts the same week. The 1955 song became a gold record. The song achieved the number two position in the U.K. and the number one position in Australia. This like I did, but about a minute and a half into that song, the singer's in tone when the Rio Grande is flowing. That just jumped out at me as being a very interesting pronunciation of the Rio Grande River.
Nature's way of giving a reason to be living, the golden crown that makes a man a king. In the morning mist
and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love of many splendid things. Love's on a high windy hill. In the morning mist, two lovers kissed, and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true.
That song by the Four Aces took the same path that Yellow Rose of Texas did on the Billboard chart in 1955. It hit the top slot on October 8th for a week, lost it to Yellow Rose of Texas, and reclaimed it on October 22nd, also for a week. The music was commissioned for the movie Love is a Many Splendored Thing and initially included in the film's Oscar-winning score, composed and conducted by Alfred Newman. Lyrics were subsequently added to make it eligible for the Best Original Song category of the Academy Awards. The original lyrics were rejected by the studio, so new ones were written. The best-selling version of the song was recorded by the Four Aces, backed by the Jack Pease Orchestra, and issued by Decca Records. Autumn Leaves is a popular jazz standard composed by Joseph Kosma, with original lyrics by Jacques Prévert in French and later by Johnny Mercer in English. This upcoming instrumental version by pianist Roger Williams was a number one bestseller on the U.S. Billboard chart beginning the week of October 22, 1955, staying there for 4 weeks.
Thank you.
Autumn Leaves. And finally tonight, Tennessee Ernie Ford's 16 Tons, written by Merle Travis about a coal miner based on life in mines in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. Travis first recorded the song at the Radio Recorder Studio B in Hollywood on August 8, 1946. The 1955 version, recorded by Tennessee Ernie Ford, reached number one in the Billboard charts on November 26th and remained there for seven consecutive weeks, making it the last number one song of 1955 and the first number one song of 1956. On March 25th, 2015, Ford's version of the song was inducted into the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry. As always, we appreciate your time tonight and leave you with Tennessee Ernie Ford's 16 Tons on Music's Greatest Decade. So long, everybody.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number nine coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando. Join us next time for another year's number one singles from the 1950s on Music's Greatest Decade.